Unless it was because summertime, they thought the heat would be too much, you know, they use old wood stoves and stuff.
I was wondering if maybe the danger of fire, perhaps?
Well, that could have been one of the motives, too. Of course, most of those were out of rock, native rocks, you know, flake rocks.
Talking about the rooms in your house, what did most people call the death room in the house?
They had no bathroom.
Bedroom?
Bathroom. No, I don't know around here that they had a real bathroom. That old privy out yonder, you know. Old one-holer. Later on, they got up to date and had a two-holer. I still have a one-holer that was on my farm that I used to have close to Newfoundland, which was my wife's great-grandfather's place. I moved it up to the ranch. I call it relief office.
That's a pretty accurate term.
But everybody around here, that was all they had. The indoor bathroom, so to say, that's fairly recent as far as my life is concerned.
Was there any one room in the house that might be used for entertaining guests, you know, where you might...
Yes, they call it parlor, as a rule. And sometimes that was just a large hallway, you know. And it was usually in such a portion of the house where, like in the summer, it was had a pretty good, nice flow of draft or breeze. They usually call it parlor. And then, too, of course, in the early days, the only social life there was to any amount was these house parties and stuff, you know, and house dances in many instances. And they used it for that. It was pretty easily cleared of the furniture, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had their dances or indoor games or whatnot.
Did you ever see any particular design of house around here that was built so, well, the rooms right together, and when you opened the doors to each of them, you could see straight out through the back of the house?
Nope, that I remember right offhand.
Did you ever hear of any design of house called a shotgun house?
Hmm.
Heard that?
In other words, shot through it with a shotgun?
Right.
No.
Well, you mentioned the bedroom. What were some of the typical things that you'd have in a bedroom that you wouldn't have anywhere else in the house?
Well, so far as I can recall, a bedroom, of course, had a bed, maybe two of them, or a cot. And they had a dresser, or what do they call it, chiffonier, I believe they call one bigger affair.
Which was something like a dresser?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chiffonier, I believe they called it.
Did that have a mirror?
A mirror, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there something that was... Well, where did you hang your clothes?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was... they had closets in there. Some of them call them safes. They were bought, as a rule, or sometimes homemade out of pine wood. Those homemade ones, and but the most of them were bought, and they were varnished, a dark varnish color, you know. Had kind of frills on top, mm-hmm. you know, decoration. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe my sister still has one of those.